Forward by Sir Kiyata Milwe Mazire, former President of the Republic of Botswana. I am delighted that Dr. Windsor has decided to write a memoir of his life and work. He arrived in Botswana at a time when we were experiencing a dramatic increase in our exports of beef. To achieve our European quotas, we needed to build up our services to the livestock industry. We were lucky that the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations had sent a team under Dr. Nick Buck to assist with the animal husbandry aspects of livestock production, and that Dr. Jack Faulkner and his team in the Department of Veterinary Services, thanks to the excellent vaccine produced by the Botswana Vaccine Institute, had finally brought foot and mouth disease under control. What was needed was a good veterinary diagnostic laboratory to provide our farmers with the services they required. Dr. Windsor set about this task with knowledge and enthusiasm, and soon he built, in his own words, a rainbow coalition of scientists, both male and female. Botswana, British, Dutch, Indian, Kenyan, Lesothan, Norwegian, Sri Lankan, and Tanzanian, all dedicated to providing my people with these services. Once his team was complete, Dr. Windsor set about field investigations to determine what were the diseases limiting animal production, and teams from the laboratory visited farms and cattle posts throughout the country, including my own farm in Hansey, where they identified our problems. When he arrived, the laboratory was housed in temporary buildings that were erected when the capital of Botswana was moved from Mafeking to Gaborone. These premises were shared with the medical laboratory and were totally inadequate for the tasks that were required. With financial assistance from the African Development Bank, Dr. Windsor and his team were able to design, build, and equip what is now the National Veterinary Laboratory at Sebele, a building that is as beautiful as it is useful, and must rank as one of the most elegant buildings in Botswana. What he does not say in his book is that within a few weeks of arrival in the country, he was invited to become president of the Botswana Veterinary Association, and he converted what had been a political talking shop into a fully-fledged scientific association, which took up a membership of the Commonwealth and World Veterinary Associations and held an annual scientific meeting. I was guest of honour at the last annual dinner over which Dr. Windsor presided, and I noticed that there were visiting scientists from outside my country giving talks to the meeting. Roger's services to Botswana were not only in the field of veterinary medicine, but he and his wife, Maxine, were very active in the cultural life of the capital. My wife and I attended many concerts at which Maxine either gave a solo piano performance or accompanied choirs, individual singers, or solo instrumentalists. Roger was responsible for staging Cry the Beloved Country, the play that tells of the travails of our neighbour South Africa during the apartheid regime, and bringing schoolchildren from the whole country to see it. Dr. Alan Patton, the author, and his wife graced the premiere of the production, which was staged on my birthday, and it gave me great pleasure to entertain Dr. Patton at State House during his visit. My wife, Gladys, was able to use Roger's talents when she was involved with the design and construction of our National Youth Centre. Having previously worked in Kenya and Argentina, Roger went on to use his knowledge and experience to develop veterinary services in southern Peru, but returned to Botswana to assist us when we experienced a devastating outbreak of contagious bovine pleuropneumonia in the north of my country. On the occasion of his last visit to Botswana with his wife, we were able to have lunch together in Lobatse. I am delighted that he has written a memoir of his stay in my country, and it is obvious from what he has written that he, like many other visitors to Botswana, fell in love with the land and its people. I wish Roger and his family all happiness, and I hope that many people will read and enjoy this delightful book and then decide that they must come to Botswana.